times or maybe more. I've seen the sights, I've had delights on every foreign shore. But when my friends all ask me about the place that I adore, I tell them right away.
There are things I've done that I'm not at all proud of. There's a lot of people that don't like me.
This is some ugly shit.
Julie Nielsen, when you walked into her house, she opened the door and you said, I bet you could shock a bad boy, do you take it up the
Never. Never anything like that, nor would I.
This is some ugly shit.
Why would all these women make this up, Don?
Well, I'm guessing it's the social media, the Twittersphere thing. I guess they've stirred this up. There's the Harvey Weinstein thing, and we've got a witch hunt. This is our chance to nail him with the current thing that everybody's on about at the moment.
Well, that's plain stupid.
This needs to be clarified. We've got to, and of course...
No one's feeling it. You're not in your bedroom now.
We need to get rid of these people. But there is a number of them. I hear it so many times from parents and teachers whose time is taken up with children in the classroom, whether they have a disability or whether they are autistic, that it is taking up the teacher's time.
I'm not professional in that area. I don't look.
Wrap this shit up. You're having a nightmare.
There were no people ever paid off by us.
This is some ugly shit.
These children should actually go into a special classroom.
I'm an Asperger's person.
This is some ugly shit.
You've never before said that you've got Asperger's.
No, and I haven't been medically diagnosed.
The biggest problem is that most of the behavioural problems are from students that have not been diagnosed. People out there who have a different opinion, they're starting to wind back the clocks of time.
But I've worked it out that that's what I've got and what it is. And it's a terrible failing.
This is some ugly shit.
I have difficulty looking anyone in the eye. I can look in a lens, but I have real difficulty looking anyone in the eye. It's a typical thing. And I miss all their body language and often, the subtle signs that people give to you, like back off, that's enough. I don't see that.
Lie to everybody.
Donald Trump is talking about his Serge Kovalevsky, who now works for the New York Times. He suffers from a chronic condition that impairs movement of his arms.
You got to see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said. I don't remember. He's going like, I don't remember. Maybe that's what I said.
They are bullshit munchers.
You are now listening to Voice Ability.
Together we'll sing. Yeah, I want to be like Laser Beak Man. Laser Beak Man. Yeah, I want to do all the things that he can. All the things he can.
He's a very sensitive character.
Yes, he is, John.
What's he good at?
He's really good at everything just like me, John.
That's hard to beat.
Hard to beat, isn't it?
Judy is the mother of two sons, Sam and Tim. And Tim is the creator of a cartoon superhero called Laserbeak Man.
I'm not here to inspire you. I'm here to tell you that we have been lied to about disability. Yeah, we've been sold the lie that disability is a bad thing.
Well, I can remember going to the doctor when he was 20 days old and saying, what's wrong with my baby? He hasn't slept for 3 days. And he hadn't, he just cried. And then I just kept going to doctor after doctor after doctor. And then we went, and that's when we were told that he had autism. He told me the best thing I could do would be to put him away and forget about him. He just told me to give up. And then one day I just decided to try drawing to see if he could pick up on that, and he was really attentive to it. He loved it. From the very first drawing, I've still got it. It was pretty clear that there was something a little bit special.
A superhero tonight.
Just want to draw chili chickens. I'm gonna draw penguins, then I'll put them here.
You know me, he's got to own his mind, and what really counts is on the inside.
I've got an artificial foot, my right foot's artificial, and you can never tell people that when you're a comedian and have them believe you. If I'm at a party with a group of people, I've got an artificial foot, they go, oh, he's gonna tell a joke. Yeah, no, really, it's artificial. Oh, it's gonna be a good one. Whoa. You show them, they go, oh, fuck, sorry.
Laser Beak Man, Laser Beak Man.
I had a very normal, low-key kind of upbringing. I went to school, I hung out with my friends, I fought with my younger sisters. It's all very normal. And when I was 15, a member of my local community approached my parents and wanted to nominate me for a community achievement award. And my parents said, that's really nice, but there's kind of one glaring problem with that. She hasn't actually achieved anything. Inspiration porn. Capital B, capital T. It's a bad thing. And to live with disability makes you exceptional. It's not a bad thing. And it doesn't make you exceptional.
Bullshit munchers in this piece. Don Burke, Pauline Hanson, and Donald Trump. The awesome people just doing what they do. Tim Sharp, or Laserbeak Man. The Voiceability Crew. Adam Hills, and Stella Young. Music, Home Among the Gum Trees. And Laserbeak Man, by the Ghost Ballerinas. You're listening to 4ZZZ.